Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
John, come on, man. Why you walking so slow? You know the coach will give us some extra work if you reach a training late.
Why, Paul? I'm not in the mood today, you know. Lately, I just feel extra tired.
Really? So I never say something, my youth. You're the right thing for your writer, so watch out. Take this. ABC Boost, the new energy drink on the market. It's just one a day, and you feel better in no time.
Where you get this from? Oh, you know it's safe. Coach know you're drinking this.
I relax now, brethren. The label says nothing harmful in it, man. And it make me feel really good. Just give it a try, man.
I don't want it. I'll find another way. In fact, you need to stop drink it. You might think it helped, but it can put in a whole heap of trouble in the future.
Actually, John is correct. Consuming energy drinks or other dietary supplements can be harmful, especially for an athlete. In today's JADCO and You, we explain some of the dangers associated with supplement use. Supplements cover a broad range of products, which includes energy drinks, fat burners, and others. Dr. Alfred Dawes, president of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, gives some more details.
Supplements are generally any nutrients or chemicals that athletes may choose to take because they don't think that they're getting enough in their meals. Some of these may include some herbal and nutraceutical products, may have vitamins and minerals in the form of tablets, for example, calcium and magnesium, may have probiotics, which are basically friendly bacteria that are used to replenish the bacteria in the gut, and products that build muscle, such as creatine, and protein shakes and powders.
While supplements claim to offer certain health benefits, dietary supplements are not regulated by the food and drug authorities in the respective countries they are manufactured, so it's impossible to guarantee the safety of any dietary supplement for consumption. As a result, JADCO, as well as the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA, do not endorse the use of supplements. Athletes who consume dietary supplements do so at their own risk.
Specifically with athletes, some of the risks include they may contain prohibited substances intentionally. The manufacturers may lace them with performance-enhancing drugs just so that they work, because they want a supplement that works to serve. The performance-enhancing drugs may be unintentionally there as contaminants because they are made in facilities that may manufacture prohibited substances as well, and you may have cross-contamination. They may also not accurately list ingredients, falsify ingredients to cover up prohibited substances that are added. Or they may pretend that they have had WADA certification or WADA approval, but that is not true. WADA does not sanction any supplements at this time.
Athletes are reminded of the strict liability principle, which states that they will be held responsible for any prohibited substance found in their sample, whether or not it was intentionally or unintentionally used. Therefore, if an athlete tests positive for a prohibited substance resulting from the use of tainted supplements, it can result in an anti-doping rule violation, and they will be liable for sanctions. JADCO has taken steps to ensure members of their target audience are aware of the dangers of supplements and signed a memorandum of understanding with the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, which allows their representatives to make presentations on prohibited substances and methods at the commission's workshops. Dr. Dawes explains that athletes really do not need to take supplements.
If you eat a balanced diet, you have adequate macronutrients, meaning your carbs are there to provide energy during your workout, and after workout you have to replenish the energy stores that have been depleted. You have enough proteins and enough fats to build the muscles and the nerve cells and the brain cells to make sure that your body is in optimal condition. You do not need to be adding additional supplements.
President of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, Dr. Alfred Dawes. For more information, contact JADCO's offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call them at 929-3500. You can also log on to jadco.gov.jm. You may also find JADCO on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter. This has been JADCO and You. Till next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.